We all wound up in a delicatessen, I guess, about a block away in Battery Park City. A lot of people were seeking shelter there. Of course, there was still a ton of debris coming down. And out of nowhere comes Todd Mazel, one of my co-workers. And I don't know if he recognized me at first. I guess I'm laying on the floor. The place is packed like an A train. I'm trying not to get my legs stepped on. And all of a sudden, the second tower comes down. And the debris just starts flying again. And I guess the facade or some part of the building that we were in came down, turned to dark again outside. And a bunch of grown men inside, holding on to each other for dear life. Some were calm and some were screaming. Somebody says, "We have to get out of here." So, using hand tools and just sheer strength and the desire to live, they pushed their way out of the debris and opened the front door, and somebody says, "We're getting you out of here." They weren't leaving me there. They just, like, we're all in this together, and we'll make sure that you're okay. And I knew that they would. So I wound up with three guys carrying me, a cop, a firefighter, and a paramedic. And my arms around their shoulders, their hands are under my thigh, my leg is dangling in front of me, and every bump is like white light. Pain's just amazing. They carried me down to the Hudson, down to the river. The harbor launch there, a police boat there. Somehow somebody grabs a backboard, and they put me on the backboard, and they put me on the deck of the police boat. So, police department lieutenant there with a concussion, with a head injury, and she's bleeding from the head. Though the firefighter that's injured, we must have been some sight laying on the front of the boat. And I can't see anything really because I don't have my glasses, but I remember looking up and seeing this beautiful blue sky, and the sun feels great on my face. And humidity's low, and wow, it'd be a real nice day to take a cruise in New York Harbor. But this just bizarre, blurry scene in front of me, smoke drifting across the horizon, and a big hole where the Twin Towers were. Unbelievable.